Well, it's an awful milestone, but over 1 million Australians are now unemployed. We got there because an extra 15,000 people couldn't find work last month. That's pushed the official unemployment rate up to 7.5%, the highest since 1998. But the anxiety around work isn't confined to those who can't find it. Competition is now so intense that those with jobs are anxious just clinging onto them. Business reporter David Taylor.
Matteo Mazzantini, like over a million other Australians, was given two options in March.
Doing my usual morning duties there when I was pulled into the manager's office to have a sit down and chat, and I was given the option to leave there and then or have my week of extra work if I wanted to.
Well, what'd you choose?
Initially chose to work just because I thought I've got nothing better to do, but ended up just leaving that day.
An apprentice car mechanic in Sydney, he says he's finding there's incredibly stiff competition for work.
When I got the job, it was an interview process, but since then, there hasn't even been emails back to me asking for interviews. There's nothing that's gotten back, basically.
And what do you put that down to?
Abundance of people looking for jobs, not very many jobs back into the workforce yet.
Bureau of Statistics figures show just how fierce the competition for paid work is, with the participation rate for 15 to 24-year-olds rising in July. That means while more jobs were created, many younger workers also got back out there looking for employment. And most of the jobs are still only part-time. ANZ Bank senior economist Catherine Birch warns this month's figures will be worse as Melbourne hit stage 4 restrictions.
We think that, you know, Victorian workers are going to be hit hardest over the next couple of months because of that. You know, some of the industries that have been hit hardest by this, so things like arts and recreation, which includes people who work in tourism, people who work in, like, you know, big events like sporting events or concerts and things like that. And actually in the latest ABS job vacancies data, they reported that there were pretty much zero vacancies available in that industry at the moment. So I think it's going to be very hard for a lot of people out there to actually regain employment quickly, unfortunately.
Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says the government acknowledges that every single job loss is devastating. But the July ABS data shows when restrictions ease, jobs come back.
And that is why the Morrison government has put in place a suite of measures to help employers and employees to get through this crisis.
But Labor's Jim Chalmers says the government's plans are only half-baked.
We want people to be able to get ahead in the recovery. That requires a comprehensive plan for jobs from the Morrison government. So far, we haven't heard one.
There's particular concern for job seekers like Matteo Mazzantini. Ineligible for any government subsidies and fast running out of money, he's packed up his things and returned to mum's and dad's place in Newcastle.
I was living with my brother and a few other workers in Sydney in a unit, and we both had to move back to Newcastle into our parents' home for support. Both of us are yet to find jobs and basically just out of money.
The Salvation Army's Kristen Hartnett has told PM she fears more younger Australians are falling into poverty.
Some of our young people are paying off car loans, you know, personal loans. Some of our young people are finding that the rental accommodation that they were in is too expensive for them. And then some of them are just finding the whole cost of living a bit of a shock. So it's a real variety.
The underutilisation rate, which counts those unemployed as well as those looking for more work, fell slightly to 18.7%. And Queensland has the highest unemployment rate at close to 9%, while the ACT's jobless rate has fallen to 4.6%.
David Taylor with that report.